Lauren stumbles home from her friend Elena's hen party, exhausted and ready for bed. But waiting on the landing is a tall, dark-haired stranger who greets her by name. Terrified, she threatens to call the police until she notices her phone's lock screen shows a picture of herself with this man. Inside what should be her flat, everything has changed. Blue walls, new furniture, and most disturbingly, wedding photos of herself with this stranger. The gold ring on her finger matches his. Somehow, overnight, Lauren has acquired a husband she's never met before. The stranger, Michael, moves with practiced familiarity, preparing her coffee exactly as she likes it and making a bacon sandwich that makes her mouth water despite her weak protest about being vegetarian. When she escapes for a walk alone, her phone reveals an entire life she doesn't remember. Countless photos with Michael, text messages revealing an easy intimacy, congratulatory wedding messages from friends and family. Even her childhood friend Toby confirms her marriage with a casual text response. The evidence keeps mounting, but Lauren has no memory of any of it. How could everyone remember a wedding I have no memory of attending? My own wedding, Lauren wonders, staring at photos of herself beaming in a cream dress, Michael handsome and adoring in a perfectly tailored suit. When Michael climbs into the attic to change a light bulb, something extraordinary happens. The man who descends has a completely different face, though the same clothes and voice. Lauren's grasp on reality crumbles. Each time a husband enters the attic and another emerges, the flat transforms. Different walls, furniture, and decor. Lauren discovers she can change husbands by sending them into the attic. When unpleasant Kieran appears, she cleverly plays water sounds through a hidden speaker to replace him. It's like I'm living in some bizarre version of the yellow wallpaper, where instead of the patterns moving, the entire house transforms, and my husband with it, Lauren thinks as she films the transition, though recordings can't capture the moment of change. The parade of husbands includes diverse personalities. Jason, with his curly hair and ivy tattoo making perfect lattes, Kieran, a high-strung accountant obsessed with color-coded calendars, Rohan, an actor with shapely calves in Elizabethan tights, each brings a different version of Lauren's life. As Alina's wedding approaches, Lauren searches for the ideal husband. After several candidates, she meets Carter, a handsome American whose perfect teeth suggest he'd wear a suit well. Her instincts prove correct. Carter makes her feel comfortable throughout the wedding. Their defining moment comes when they heroically rescue chickens from a hawk, with Carter displaying impressive chicken handling skills. They share an intimate moment as Carter praises her adventurous spirit. "Maybe I finally found the one worth keeping," Lauren thinks as they sleep peacefully in their tent. When Carter climbs into the attic searching for wedding photos, he vanishes, replaced by Felix Bakker, a wealthy Dutch CFO who gives Lauren a life of luxury. They own her London flat and a country estate with eccentric features, taxidermied birds hanging from ceilings, a plant-filled conservatory, and a games room with pinball machines. Her comfort shatters when she discovers Jason, her former husband, works as the estate's gardener, unaware of their previous relationship, suggesting husbands continue existing independently after leaving her life. After cycling through numerous husbands, Lauren has a breakthrough when her newest husband, Bo Haizong, struggles with the attic ladder. She realizes if he truly lived here, he'd know how to operate it. She confronts him. "You won't be back, right? You'll be off in some other attic?" Bohai admits he's been experiencing the same phenomenon for 4 years, moving between approximately 400 different partners through attics, sheds, and cupboards. "I thought I was going crazy," Lauren says tearfully. "I thought I was the only one." Unlike Lauren, who stays in her London home while husbands change, Bohai travels through spaces worldwide. He's developed rules for when to leave and created a rhyming song to track his partners. For a week, they discuss their shared experience and the secretary problem, a mathematical approach to finding the optimal partner. Both admit wanting stability eventually, Bohai recovering from his breakup with Jack, and Lauren realizing she wants to find the right place to stop. After Bohai leaves, Lauren cycles through more husbands until number 200, Amos again, now collecting his belongings during their divorce. In this reality, they had married instead of breaking up years ago. Suddenly alone, Lauren feels liberated. She redecorates her flat and hosts friends to celebrate her independence. "I wake up excited to be alone," she realizes. "I can eat whatever I want, walk naked through my home, and buy myself an enormous plant that I lovingly care for, enjoying its demands without the complications of a human relationship." When Lauren returns to dating, she discovers her husband's experiences have made her quick to judge rather than remain open-minded. Weary of unsuccessful dates, she impulsively decides to visit Carter in Denver to determine if their connection was truly special. When Lauren meets Carter in Denver, his genuine smile affects her. She pretends to be house hunting and joins his group, but he barely recognizes her. As the note ends, Carter confronts her, suggesting her appearance wasn't coincidental and recommending she find another realtor. Back in London, Lauren continues her husband rotation but grows weary of the endless cycle. After nearly a year, she longs to build lasting memories with someone who will remember them too. Complications arise when one husband falls from the attic and requires hospitalization. Zach refuses to return to the attic due to trauma, trapping Lauren in an unwanted relationship. Desperate to escape, Lauren's plan with an air rifle backfires when she accidentally shoots her friend Toby. In the reset reality, Lauren realizes she's gone too far. "I've spent my summer looking after Zach and resenting my friends while cycling through husbands," she reflects. "This has to stop." Throughout her journey, Lauren confronts modern relationships' central paradox, the illusion that the perfect partner might be just one swipe away. Her magical attic grants what many secretly desire, instantly swapping an imperfect partner without messy breakups. The power initially intoxicates her. She discards husbands for increasingly trivial reasons, sexual innuendos, saying citation needed, carrying cups with his mouth, speaking in fake accents. "It's easy to focus on flaws when there's always another option," Lauren reflects, "but am I getting closer to happiness or just becoming impossibly picky?" Eventually, Lauren decides to end the attic's use after talking with her sister about life with Sam. In a final dramatic act, she gathers her belongings, climbs into the attic, and starts a fire, symbolically destroying the space that both trapped and freed her. "Maybe the problem isn't finding the right husband," she concludes. "Maybe it's thinking a husband is the answer at all." As flames consume her magical attic, Lauren steps into an uncertain but authentic future, embracing genuine human connection's messy complexity.